National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories this week include DEA criticized for financing opposition to Colorado marijuana initiative. South Dakota Attorney General's ballot summary is prejudicial, judge rules. Montana, Missoula voters to decide on pot deprioritization. And cannabinoids may offer novel therapy for cancer pain. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today from Denver, Colorado. DEA criticized for financing opposition to Colorado marijuana initiative. Colorado media outlets are roundly criticizing an effort by Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, officials to spend taxpayers' dollars and use paid staff time to campaign against Amendment 44, the, quote, Alcohol Marijuana Equalization Initiative, close quote. Correspondence from DEA officials seeking to hire a professional campaign manager to organize opposition to the initiative were cited by several Colorado media sources, including the Boulder Daily Camera and the Associated Press, on Monday. Sponsored by Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, or SAFER, Amendment 44 would revise state statutes to make the possession of up to 1 ounce of cannabis legal in Colorado for anyone age 21 or older. Last year, voters in Denver passed a similar municipal initiative by 54%. Several Colorado newspapers, including the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, and the Aurora Daily Sun and Sentinel, immediately opined against the DEA's tactics, warning that taxpayers' funds should not be used to influence local elections. Quote, federal agencies have no business using their muscle to influence state ballot races, close quote, opined the Rocky Mountain News. They continued, quote, that's why we hope the DEA will abandon this campaign and that next year Congress will enact legislation that would prevent any federal agency from pursuing this sort of mischief, close quote. While federal law prohibits using public resources to influence local partisan activities, U.S. government officials are not forbidden from campaigning on nonpartisan political issues. By contrast, Colorado law forbids state employees from using state resources to advocate for or against any political activity. Next up today from Pierre, South Dakota. South Dakota Attorney General's ballot summary is prejudicial, judge rules. The state attorney general's description of a proposed ballot initiative to legalize the physician-recommended use of cannabis is prejudicial and must be rewritten, a South Dakota circuit judge has determined. As initially drafted, the state summary of initiated Measure 4 implied that, quote, the attorney general wants voters to reject the initiative, close quote, Circuit Judge Max Gores ruled. The judge continued, quote, the attorney general should confine his politicking to the stump and leave his bias out of the ballot statement that is supposed to be objective, close quote. The initiative, sponsored by South Dakotans for Safe Access, would allow state-qualified patients to possess up to 6 plants and or 1 ounce of cannabis for medical purposes. Qualified patients must possess a physician's recommendation to use cannabis and must register with the State Department of Health. Non-registered patients or those who possess greater quantities of cannabis than allowed under state law would have the option of raising an affirmative defense of medical necessity at trial. Proponents of the measure criticized the Attorney General's ballot explanation because it falsely stated that physicians who comply with the law would be subject to federal prosecution, among other issues. 11 states, Alaska, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington have enacted similar laws. 8 of these did so by voter initiative. Next up today, from Missoula, Montana, Missoula voters to decide pot deprioritization ordinance. Missoula County election officials confirmed last week that a municipal initiative that seeks to make marijuana law enforcement the city's, quote, lowest priority, close quote, has been certified to appear on the November 2006 ballot. Sponsored by Citizens for Responsible Crime Policy, Initiative 2 directs municipal police to make activities related to the investigation, citation, and/or arrest of adult cannabis users their lowest priority. It would also appoint a community oversight committee to monitor police activity as it pertains to marijuana law enforcement. Seattle voters passed a similar proposal in 2003, which has led to a 75% reduction in citywide marijuana arrests. Voters in Santa Barbara, Santa Monica, and Santa Cruz, California, will decide on similar deprioritization initiatives this fall. And finally today, from Gainesville, Florida, cannabinoids may offer novel therapy for cancer pain. Natural and endogenous cannabinoids may offer therapeutic advantages over currently prescribed medications for the treatment of cancer pain, according to a scientific review published this month in the Journal of Pain and Palliative Care Pharmacotherapy. Quote, cannabinoid agonists have been described as having efficacy in non-susceptive, neuropathic, and inflammatory pain states, all of which can commonly occur in cancer patients, close quote, the review's author states. The review continues, quote, there are currently no pharmacological agents consistently effective against all three pain types, potentially giving cannabinoids a unique therapeutic advantage, close quote. An estimated 25% to 40% of cancer patients experience some type of neuropathic pain, for which commercially available analgesics are not consistently effective. Clinical trial data published in 2005 by GW Pharmaceuticals reported that cannabis extracts significantly reduced pain compared to placebo in 178 patients with advanced cancer pain. Health Canada recently granted regulatory approval for the prescription use of Sativex, an oral spray consisting of natural cannabis extracts, for the treatment of neuropathic pain associated with multiple sclerosis. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at normal.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.